All right, guys, welcome back to the Functional Life Podcast. Here with Will Hamilton, owner of Synergy. My name is Coach Kirby. I'm the head coach here at Synergy. Today we are talking a little bit about excellence in fitness. And first off, basically, what is excellence, Will? Let's just start out with like a broad overview of what we feel like the definition of excellence is.
Yeah, it's... You know, you can look up I guess the Webster definition of excellence and you hear different, it's kind of a buzzword right now, right? You hear it everywhere, like the pursuit of excellence and centers of excellence. And I can tell you what it means for me, like, and for us here at Synergy, when we say that we are trying to build a center of excellence, like a gym of excellence, we're trying to pursue excellence as people in fitness, is that we have our goal, we have in our mind a figure that we're pursuing that influences our behavior and influences decisions that we make. So in other words, if something can be better, if we have this standard out there that we consider excellent, and everything else that we do here is somehow short of that standard, can we make what we're doing here better to get one step closer to that standard?
Okay.
And, you know, we try to do it in everything. I think we try to do it in every area of life here in the gym. We try to do it in coaching. Can we be better coaches?
Absolutely.
Can we help athletes move better?
For sure.
Can we inspire them better? Can we entertain them better? Can we let them have a better hour of their day than they had last week?
Absolutely.
Right? We look at it in terms of, you know, I think we take a lot of pride in our facility. Like,
amen.
And I, you know, we get made fun of for that, right? Sometimes fun of like, oh, I mean, I think we've bought and sold our bikes like three different times
because
we upgrade it. And I'll be like, well, Will's just like, he sees the new shiny object out there. And there's a piece of that in me, right? But the idea is, is there something out there that we've discovered is better and that would provide a better piece of equipment for our athletes that will help them pursue fitness, that provides a better experience when they're here for our athletes? And that's sort of where I'm always thinking, I think. And that's sort of a new thing for me. I think a lot of my life I wasn't like that. I was a very complacent sort of person. And a kind of a status quo kind of guy. And then when I got into this, like, fitness itself is a process. It's a journey. It's about developing. It's very literally making yourself better. That's what pursuing fitness is, right? So I look at it like that. I think, like, if something can be better, let's identify. Why not? If it's feasible to make it better, can we afford it? Do we have the time to make it happen? Do we have the ability to make it better? If all those things, if the answer to those questions is yes, and you just choose not to make it better, well, then you are just choosing.
You're kind of settling.
Yeah. And that, I think, we talked about that the other day, right?
Yeah.
The car is like, that's the opposite of excellence. The opposite of excellence isn't like something that's pitiful or something that sucks, right?
Right.
I think the opposite of excellence is complacency, is that status quo. It's like, you know, aw shucks attitude, you know, like, oh. Look how lean he is. Oh, he's so lucky. Or, you know, she's
good
so
genetics.
Strong. Yeah, I got good genetics. I'll never be that.
Right.
That's the opposite of having a mindset of excellence.
Okay.
And so I think it for us, that's kind of what it's all about here. It's all about, we use that hashtag, like, my gym is better.
Yeah.
Be better.
Better.
And I don't necessarily mean like we just think we're better than everybody else. Sometimes I do. Right.
But, for sure. Right. Yeah, it's good. It's okay.
But it's more about it process to become better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And you know, we talked about this the other day too. I thought it was cool that it's a mindset that I think people have to get inside themselves, and when that happens, it becomes infectious. And
we
laughed about, like, the job interview, like half the companies still use, right?
When
you go in for that interview and the question is, how much money do you want to make, sir? And I just, like, that's
like a trap question.
It's
right?
The most ridiculous question you've ever heard, because, and luckily I was never asked that in an interview, and I'm sort of out of a place in life where I'll probably ever be asked that question.
Right. But if you could answer that question,
it'd be like, what's the biggest number I can think of? Like, I don't know what, how much money do you make, man? Like, I'm going to multiply that by 10. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And the opposite of that is the guy that comes in and goes, you know, I made 30 grand last year.
And I'm like, okay with that.
I think,
right?
Like 33 would be cool. Like,
yeah.
I'd love to get there.
Right.
Like, that's the last person I'm ever going to hire.
For
like,
sure.
Because that's, their mindset is so much shorter of excellent. They don't have that mindset. And so
there's a difference between, like, that kind of being complacent. Like, what people would say, you know, consistency is key, but right. if you're kind of complacent in what you're doing as being consistent, then yeah. you're really not ever trying to get any better.
Being
right?
consistently adequate is not like a noble thing. Being consistently, right? Like that's yeah. not, when we mean consistency, I mean consistently training to get better, okay. consistently trying to improve.
For sure.
Chasing excellence. That's what chasing, and to use, you know, the title of Ben's book, yeah. or I like to say pursuing excellence. That's what the pursuit looks like is consistency. But don't, if you're just consistently, you know, complacent or, you know, the status quo kind of person, well, now you're just kind of like, nothing's ever going to improve. Nothing's right. ever going to get better. And at some point that turns into a disease, I really think. Yeah. We all know people like that.
Yeah. And then it starts to become something like people start complaining. Right?
Oh,
because
yeah.
now they're not getting any better,
right?
But they're being consistent on this path.
Yep.
Yeah, so now it's the blame game thing.
Exactly. We're going to blame, we're going to complain, we're going to make excuses. And
we're going to remain the same.
Right, that's right. You're going to remain the same. And there you have it. You,
yeah.
you die the person you know, you've been
for
forever.
Sure. Yeah.
And I don't think anybody really deep down want that.
No.
So, yeah.
Cool. All right. So in order for us to be excellent and to pursue excellence here at Synergy as, you know, something that we drive for, in fitness, in your everyday life, what would excellence in fitness look like? Like if we had to kind of say, you know, I'm just going to use Matt Frazier as example. I want to be like Matt Frazier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if what does that look like in terms of what he can do with his fitness?
So it's like there a number you can put on it?
Sure.
Is what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So when I think there is. Okay. I do think there is. And statistics are a big deal in fitness. And so when we say, like in fitness, if you're going to pursue excellence in fitness, then what you need to have on that pedestal that you think the achievement of excellence looks like is Matt Frazier's example, like the winner of the quote, you know, fittest man on earth,
if
you want
right.
to call it, if you want to call
sure.
it that, or an Olympic decathlete
yeah.
or whatever that person, whoever that person is. And you look at the statistics, like what are these people as a whole, the fittest people on earth capable of? And then you apply it. Now, that doesn't mean you are capable of that now. We don't have anybody in this gym. There's only one
right.
Matt Frazier, right? There's
for
only
sure.
one of this Olympic. I mean, there's only one LeBron James. There's only one of these people. But if that's your standard, and you know what it looks like, then all you have to do is figure those numbers out and then pursue that thing. So, yeah, you know, it's for clients at this gym, the first direction I always take them is usually in terms of fitness. And again, I'm applying numbers to what looks like sort of, I love to look at the kind of the 35 to 40-year-old numbers. First
right.
of all, because that's the stage of life I find myself, you find yourself,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure. For
it's
sure.
also probably the average age demographic of our gym.
Yeah.
So what does, you know, excellence in fitness look like there? And the first thing I always go to is like a body fat percentage, a
okay.
leanness.
Yeah.
I think that is the number that we should pursue in fitness probably before anything else.
Okay.
And that's because if you have reached a certain number there, or a certain goal there, I don't need to know much more else about you to know that you are better and better. I don't need to know your blood pressure. I don't need to know your cholesterol levels. I don't really need to know your mile time or what's your back squat. If you were 30% body fat and now you are 15% body fat, you know, then I know that you've become significantly fitter before anything.
Right,
so
right.
those numbers, you know, what they would consider elite or excellent in that range would be for a female somewhere around 15-16% or less.
Okay.
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 And for a male would be like that 11-12% range or less.
Okay.
I say or less, and it's a small range of less. You can actually be too lean. There's a point where it starts hurting performance. We can talk about that a whole other episode. That's not the problem, obviously, most people deal with out there. They're listening
right.
to this. They're
right.
like, now, what is the goal? And so that's the real numbers. And I mean real body fat. I mean like industry standard tested, DEXA, you know, body, you know, hydrostatic weighing, the real thing. I mean, if you've got
not the pinch test.
If
at
you went
home
to some gym,
like that.
Yeah, or went to your GNC shop and they did the pinch cup, or some
yeah.
dude making, you know, $10 an hour pinched you and said you were 12%.
Or you stepped on that scale that's
yeah, yeah,
got
the yeah,
thing
right.
that goes through their feet.
Oh,
like
yeah.
that actually works.
Right,
yeah.
like it works. No, we mean a real, you know, standardized
okay.
clinical body fat percentage test. And that's pretty lean. It is. But
yeah.
this is what, when you look at Olympic athletes, you look at CrossFit athletes, you look at the elite, that's the number to shoot for. And again, that's hard. It's
yeah.
excellent. That is the standard
sure.
of excellence. But I'll use myself as an example. Like in the best shape I ever was, But I was, when I was playing I put this up in our nutrition group. When I was playing basketball at the peak of my fitness, and you know, I wasn't great, but I could do some things. But I still wasn't that lean. I hadn't reached, I mean, I didn't have a 6-pack abs. I couldn't see all that sort of things. But those are numbers that you know, aesthetically, you would see your abs. You would have the, you know, it'd be a lean, defined person. And then we could go down the line. Like after that, there are specifics. We talk at like, you know, 6-minute miles. Okay. A sub 6-minute mile would be considered like in our genre, in that age range, like excellent. Like that's really good.
Yeah.
You know, and we have some people at this gym that can do that. We actually do. There's weightlifting numbers that we could go on and talk about. You know, they
how much can you back squat?
Yeah, back squat, deadlift, usually based on a percentage of your body weight. So the kind of 2 to 2.5 times your body weight on like a deadlift.
Okay.
So like deadlifting twice your body weight, male or female, would be considered really, really good. And then like the elite powerlifting levels, like 2.5 times is up there, right?
Yeah.
Some of those guys are even more than that.
That's wild.
And back squatting would be similar when we're looking at strength things. But, you know, I think the very first thing to consider is that is a physiological thing. You know, get to a certain level of body fat. Lose the fat, put on the muscle, and that's what we call body composition. And I just, you know, under the table, I think that's what I would recommend for most athletes that come through the door. They're new. Like, make that your first goal before anything else. Don't worry about your deadlift right now. If you're getting fitter and getting leaner, those things will go up too.
It will come.
Your mile time will get faster. Right. If you go from 30% body fat to 15%, 20%, whatever, your mile time is going to get faster.
For sure.
Right, right.
For sure.
It might not get to 6 minutes.
Yeah.
And that might take training the mile, learning how to run different things, but it will get there. So, but that's the goal. So let's put on the pedestal up here what the prize is, what is excellent, and then let's pursue that and see how close we can get to that.
Let's go after it.
Correct.
Cool.
Correct.
And we do it together.
We do it together here. That's right.
Yeah.
It's a group going together, and it's about the journey. That's the thing that I want, if we leave people with nothing else, is to say that you may never get a 6-minute mile. I've never run a 6-minute mile. You're really, really fit. You never run a 6-minute mile, and you're getting older. And is it going to happen? I don't know. But look,
I'm still going to go after it though.
If a 6-minute mile is a 10 out of 10 on the scale of excellence in fitness, right?
For sure.
And you used to run, I don't know, 6, 5, 8 years, what?
Oh,
could
man.
You even run a mile?
No,
right?
No, I had
the
to start
zero.
Walking.
I
yeah.
was a zero.
Yeah,
I couldn't even run a
sure.
mile.
For sure.
So you might not get to a 10, but you've gotten, you know, there's people, all sorts of people get from a 0 to a 5, and then you might get to a 6.
For sure.
And then maybe you can get to a 7. And that's where the value is at. The value is, and the beauty is in that journey, right? It's in that pursuit. That's where life is lived. And as long as we have that mindset and we're not having our eyes focused on something that's short of excellent, if your only goal was to run a 9-minute mile and 2 years later, it's like
you're not striving to get any
you've
better.
Sold yourself so short, right? And so there's numbers on it.
Okay.
Don't stress those numbers.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes on that. I would still love to be, you know, 10-11% body fat. I don't know if I'll ever get there. I could, if I'm willing to make the decisions and change my behavior to make the sacrifices to get there, maybe I could. But for now, I'm just trying to get to the next place.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get better. I'm trying
for
to
sure.
be better. And that's what I want our people, I think, to be have the key takeaway in this idea of excellence.
Cool.
So yeah.
I like that. No, that's very good. It's really, like Will was saying, it's about the journey, you know? It's about enjoying your day to day and trying to make yourself better each day, you know, than the one before it.
Right.
And I feel like here a lot of people, you know, focus in on just making sure they step through the door every day.
Yeah.
But it's not enough, you know, when you're lifting the barbell off the ground, it's an opportunity to get better every time. You know, don't
that's
sacrifice
so well.
Form and
every
and,
rep.
Every rep needs to be perfect because you are pursuing that excellence in
right.
in weightlifting or whatever you're doing at that moment. Why dog it? Why
right.
only give 50%?
Well, it's that saying that people say, oh, that practice makes perfect, but that's not true. My high school basketball coach used to always say that's false.
That's
perfect,
perfect
practice makes perfect.
That's
right.
Right. That's
right. If you're practicing crap, then you're
going
to
be crap.
Perfect. Right. And that's the same as is in this mindset of excellence. Right. Is that we have to pursue that which is the best
for sure
to get there.
Yeah.
Or to get as close to there.
Absolutely.
As we can.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, and it looks different as we get older. Those targets might change as things, you know, but this is every life. It's not just fitness, but it's
right.
consistency, you know, getting in the gym. Maybe right now you come to the gym twice a week and you need to get to 3 times a week. That's a big deal for you
oh,
in
yeah.
that pursuit.
Yeah.
right? Maybe your nutrition is like, oh, I'm a little bit here, a little bit there. I watch it, and you need to go to the next level in that pursuit. Maybe it's your sleep. Maybe it's your work life. Maybe it's your relationships with your family and your kids.
Yeah. Good point.
Maybe like, well, you know, I go home and I kind of check out. I've got my phone. I'm Facebook. I'm texting. I'm watching TV, and my kids are going crazy. My wife's yelling, and it's like, well, maybe you need to go to the next level with that, and to have an excellent life at home. You know, I'm guilty of that. A lot of us are. There's so many things that we can pursue. Fix your eyes on that prize of what it looks like. What does that goal of excellence look like? And then chase it.
And
chase
go after it.
Go after it.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Fun time. I guess we'll talk more next week. I'm going out of town, and you're going to hold down the fort for a little while.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
You guys have a good one. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Thank you. Kirby.